A production of SDPB, South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
We will call the Senate Local Government Committee to order, and we'll begin with roll call.
Senator Gillespie, Klocek.
Here.
Miles.
Here.
Schmidt. Teason.
Here.
Bradford. Gant.
Here.
Mr. Chair, there's a quorum.
Thank you. Senator Gillespie and Senator Bradford both let me know that they won't be able to be here. We are going to, Chair would entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are going to defer action on House Bill 1211 until our Wednesday and final meeting. Is there anyone from out of town who wanted to talk about that? Excellent. Okay. Thank you. House Bill 1145, an act to revise provisions related to the waiver or reduction of certain special assessments.
Is it on? Can you hear me? All right. Kathy Miles, Senator from District 15 in Sioux Falls. House Bill 1145 is a permissive legislation that a municipality may waive or reduce special assessments levied against owner-occupied single-family dwellings if the household head of the household is 65 years of age or older or is disabled. As you know, I have a large population in my district that are elderly, and I think across the state, if you take a look at the people in your district, we have an elderly population. This just offers them a reduction, if you might, if the annual household income is less than $10,000. The bill asks to lift that income limit to the federal poverty level. For 2008, for a family of four, the federal poverty limit would be $21,200. This is permissive language. No city would be required to use this law. It's an option. But I think during this time in the state's economy, I think this is a good step forward. Again, it's permissive, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Senator. Further proponents of 1145.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. Would echo everything that Senator Miles just said. This is a purely local option, and the only revenues that would be involved are municipal revenues, and so nobody else's revenue stream would be affected by this, and so we would urge your support.
Thank you. Further proponents of 1145? Seeing none, any opponents to House Bill 1145? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will close to committee questions and or action. Senator Klocek.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to pass. Any discussion on that motion? Woohoo! Senator Teason?
A quick question. Senator Miles, I presume this $10,000 limit has been in place for a long period, and moving it to the poverty level, that would the poverty level is changes annually, you know?
Senator, Mr. Chair?
Yes,
Senator Teason, the federal poverty level would be updated annually by Department of Social Services. I'm not sure of when that was changed last, but then quite a few years based on the numbers.
Senator Klocek?
For Senator Miles, it would be more than $10,000 then, right? Am I correct in that, the poverty level?
Yeah. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yes. In 2008, for a family of four, the federal poverty limit would be $21,200.
Okay.
Which still isn't a lot. I mean,
we have
makes that adjustment.
Yes, Ms. Taylor.
Half of that question.
You can. You better. You're going to rise. We're going to make you sit down.
Yvonne Taylor with the Municipal League. The other half of that question, this was implemented in 1977 and has not changed since.
Further questions? No. We do have a do pass motion and a second.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Klotz.
I plan to support this. The only problem with it is that my name isn't on it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Seeing none, the Secretary will call the roll, and those in favor say aye, those opposed nay.
Senator Gillespie, Klocek?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Teason?
Aye.
Bradford? Gant?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there are yeas, five.
Motion carries. Senator Klocek?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded consent. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed nay. We will put 11:45 on the consent calendar. Like I said before, we're going to move 12:11 to Wednesday, so we'll move to 12:43, an act to modify the requirements regarding the ownership and use of local government endowment funds. Proponents of House Bill
1243.
Okay. Then we'll be at ease for a few minutes. We will bring the committee back to order, and you only lost one vote so far on the time delay, Senator, but other than that, you're good to go.
Try to make it up.
Proponents on House Bill 1243.
Thank you very much. My name is Tom Dempster. I have the pleasure of being state senator in District 9. In the words of my mentor and my hero, Jay Duenwald, former Senator Jay Duenwald, this is a good bill, and I appreciate it if you'd pass it. This story will soon be forthcoming, and I yield my time to my friend Bob Sutton.
Further proponents.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Bob Sutton, and I serve as the president of the South Dakota Community Foundation, located just down the street in second floor of the St. Charles Hotel. And we don't lobby very much, so after a 13-year career up here, I've had the luxury of having 5 years of not appearing in front of a committee, and now I'm back, and I realize just how much I miss your shining face, Senator Klocek, so it's good to see you all. Thank you, Senator Dempster, for bringing this bill forward. Just a quick, a real brief introduction. This bill came out of local government on the House side and went on the consent calendar. We had a situation at the South Dakota Community Foundation where we were contacted by a county, West River, a small rural county that had been left just about $900,000 in a handwritten will by a resident of that county. And she left it to the county for the specific purpose of managing it as an endowment fund and splitting the earnings out to go to three separate charities in the community, a nursing home, a cemetery, and the Senior Citizen Center, none of which are affiliated with the county in any way. The county auditor called and said, we'd really like to just put this money in a foundation. This is what you do. You manage assets, take the earnings, you give them back to charities on an annual basis, and this would fit the requirement. Something didn't work with that. We looked into doing it, and Marty Ginden said, you know, schools can do this because a lot of people leave schools scholarship funds, but there's no provision for cities or counties or townships to be able to do this if they're left something in the will that isn't directly benefiting the local governmental entity. So what's the fix? A one-sentence change in statute, and that's what you have before you, Mr. Chairman. It isn't just about the South Dakota Community Foundation. Obviously, I've talked to other foundations and other nonprofit organizations. If somebody left something in their will to the city of Brookings to benefit SDSU, they could then contact the South Dakota State University Foundation and work with them to manage the assets for the earnings to be used in that manner. And those are just a couple of examples. Does it happen very often? Not that we're aware of, but it happened once. It could happen again. And we think what this does is just fix a situation that we'd appreciate getting taken care of. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there further proponents of 1243? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1243? Any opponents? Seeing none, I will open it up for questions and or action. We have a do pass in the second motion. Any discussion? Senator Klocek?
I was hoping that the good lobbyist for the foundations would have a handout on the explain the foundations, give us the full 10 minutes, but I know I'm certainly well aware of the great work that they do, and you know, anybody that has a shining face and does a great job for the work, he and Noel Hamill have done a tremendous job, all kidding aside, of trying to help our rural communities, and I just want to commend Mr. Sutton and Noel Hamill and those folks for trying to bring some rural development, some hope back to our rural communities. And it's not often we can be proud of the work that these people do, but I certainly am. And all kidding aside, where can I get a pair of glasses like you have so I can look like you completely? But they do a tremendous job, and I just want to commend them for that.
Further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Gillespie? Klocek?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Bradford? Gant?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there were 5 yeas.
Consent, Mr. Chairman.
Two pass motion passes. There's a consent motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded consent. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. We'll put 1243 on the consent. Thank you. Before we adjourn, Wednesday will be our last meeting. We'll have 4 bills up then, and we will also be talking about any interim study requests that we would like. So if there's an area of interest that we feel from the local government committee that we want to recommend to the executive board for inclusion, the Wednesday will be our time to discuss that. If there's issues that we think local government issues that we want to bring forward, we'll spend some time on Wednesday talking about that. Otherwise, Wednesday will be our last meeting. So, with nothing else before the committee, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are adjourned.